This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Good morning to you, Brendan Gayer.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's been so long.
I know, you've been overseas and all sorts of places.
I've been away doing all sorts of things. Good to be back into a bit of a routine and a bit of normality.
And I see you've got a new piece of jewellery.
Yes. Well, I replaced this while I was in London recently at a brilliant shop called Liberty.
Oh.
And fans of fashion and textiles and design and jewellery will know all about Liberty. It's an iconic shopping destination in London. So I perused all counters at Liberty, in fact, and came across the jewellery counter and bought this piece.
So we need to describe the jewellery piece because obviously our radio listeners can't actually see us.
Well, some people call it a bull ring. A bull ring, if that's the one you're talking about.
Yes. It's the only one that I could see, Brendan.
Hang on, he's just getting it out. Hang on. Oh, there it is. It's on the table.
No, that old thing, I haven't had that replaced.
Okay, now business. So there's an event taking place tomorrow night that you want to talk to us about. What's the event?
It's a really important event on my calendar and I think on the calendar of most people in the community, and it's the annual International AIDS Memorial Candlelight event that is happening. It happens worldwide. And Melbourne's standing aside a lot of major cities in the world promote understanding and of the HIV dilemma that we're still facing in our community. It's still very much something we all have to focus on and continue to focus on. And it's this annual Candlelight Memorial that allows people to do two things: to certainly reflect on the people we've lost from AIDS, and the people who have supported those people throughout the journey. Stand in honour of them and remembrance of them, as well as also show support and strength toward people who are still living with HIV and continue to live with HIV, because that's not going to stop. Did you know that between 300 and 400 people a year are still diagnosed as positive in Australia?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's about showing strength and love and support to those people too.
I thought it was a lot more than 300 to 400.
It has come down in recent years, but it's still, you know, it's still a significant number. And, you know, I don't think there isn't a member of our community that at some point hasn't been touched by someone they know with HIV, or, you know, even when there's one or two degrees of separation. Is it on at Queensbridge Square again?
No. We've taken it to a new location now. We felt that the weather in Melbourne is so perilous that an indoor location would be more suitable. And we've taken it into the atrium space at Federation Square.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Which is where...
At least your candles won't get blown out.
Well,
the
thing about candles these days is it's often illegal or not possible to have lit open flame, so...
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know
that. There's a lot of bylaws and
how does that affect a Greek Orthodox Easter Sunday service?
They can do what they want, I suppose.
Well, that would be denying religious freedom to us.
But our candles are battery-operated.
Yes.
I've seen those.
And they're very smart. They still have a lovely flicker.
Brendan, I don't like the colour. It's a blue light.
Yeah, Tass is a bit
funny. Horrible lead blue light thing.
I don't think ours are blue.
No, they were last year.
Okay, then. All right.
I've been to the last.
You came along.
I usually go to all of them.
So you know the importance of rallying the community for those opportunities to remember the past.
Absolutely.
And to show respect to the future. And
I marched in the very first one in Melbourne that started outside Melbourne Town Hall and walked all the way through to the National Gallery.
Well, in fact...
Led by Phil Carswell.
I was on the committee of the candlelight vigil back in those days when they were at their height, when thousands of people marched.
Yep.
And Jan Helio was on the committee too, as Phil Carswell, Tom Carter, the Quigg brothers.
That's right.
I dare not reel off names, I'll forget somebody. But in fact, the first candlelight vigil in Melbourne really did start in the early 80s. But it really was a matter of two or three or four people in the city square with candles. And it grew from there. There was a lull into the late 80s when I think HO fatigue was, you know...
No, you're right, it was the city square, because the city square then used to be next to the town hall. I mean, it's now...
That little spot.
It's now the spot that's going to be the new underground train station.
Yeah.
You know, outside the Western Hotel.
That's it. Yeah. It was there for a long time. Then there was a bit of a lull. I think people were dealing with so much around the issue of HIV that the last thing people wanted to do was put more on their plate by holding these events.
Fatigued.
But then new resources are found and new energies are found and as the late 80s approached and the early 90s, these vigils really took off again. And that's when we saw the rallying of thousands and thousands of people on the streets, which you'll remember the one that ended up at the exhibition buildings in Carlton for the unfolding of the quilt.
The quilt,
Until the quilt became just so large and so fragile that that idea had to be abandoned.
So... what sort of a turnout and do you expect?
Well, we certainly don't get the thousands and thousands anymore.
No.
People move on. And we still get hundreds.
Yeah.
Which is great. Not only those people who are part of the HIV community, but we attract people beyond that. Friends, families, lovers, the health sector people. It's a really diverse range of people who come along.
Thank you for that, Brenton. Is there any other news that you would like to highlight before you sort of dart out of the studio?
No, I'm not darting out quite yet because I haven't really quite told the listeners when it's on.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, so this is the main thing.
It's, well, you have actually. It's
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Tomorrow, Sunday, the atrium space at Federation Square. We've got the low-res male choir singing. Fantastic. We've got Diva and Chanteuse Mama Alto singing.
I love Mama Alto.
Ross Duffin, a very important person in the HIV sector, is our keynote speaker, as well as speakers from the Positive Speakers Bureau that Living Positive Victoria run. Bev and Daniel giving personal narratives about their HIV journey.
So, fantastic.
Awesome.
It'll be a great event to attend.
Fantastic.
Candles provided.
Yes.
Ones that don't blow out of the wind. Brenton, thank you very much. Thank you for all those details and that information. I hope it's a successful event. No doubt we'll see you there tomorrow night at some point. I suppose you can be let loose now to go and purchase your democracy sausage.
Well, as it turns out, I am heading to vote after I've been here and have a sausage indeed, yes.
And we hope you do the right thing.
Well, I'll be voting for Labor. I'll make no bones about that.
Okay,
I don't know if you're in agreement with that at all, but I've never been one of these people who are shy about declaring who I vote for. I don't know what the big secret is.
Macca, you're the very first person that's declared how they're going to vote in this studio.
I just don't get why
apart
it's a secret.
From candidates,
why,
of course.
Why is there such shame about revealing who you're political allies are? I don't get why people keep it so close to their chest.
It's interesting, you know, we've had a listener ask in a message the question.
317.
And probably thinks they know the answer. But I can tell you, I did my vote, and you're probably half right with the House of Reps. But the Senate, I don't think you'd be able to guess.
No, well, I wouldn't know. You see, you know me. I glaze over with politics whenever you've had a political sort of thing on, and I just my mind just drifts out the window. So I don't know all about the ins and outs of the Senate and everything else. I just know who to put number one in the box to. You know. So that's as far as.
I take it a step further. I actually believe that you need to actually vote in the way that reflects your personal values and your personal beliefs, and if they are things that shift, I actually have a bit of an issue with that. So I have an issue with swing voters, for example, because to me it says that they haven't actually crystallised where they stand, what their value framework
perhaps
is.
Perhaps they've changed their mind.
Yeah, they might swing
sometimes
in lots of ways.
Happens. Sometimes it does happen, but often it is driven by altruistic motives rather
they
than
just do
fundamental
they should
values.
Get a postal ballot and give it to you to fill in.
I'd be very happy to do that. Sure. Melbourne's very own... community cultural CCCI.
Continuing community cultural icon.
There's too many C's in that for me.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.